So, hello, community.
What?
Welcome to our first ever podcast. This is Eric Nelson.
And this is Herb Anderson.
And we are here bringing you a podcast just exploring relevant today information about dealerships and insights. And, you know, the whole idea behind it is that we're going to have invited guests come in on the show. And just give their feedback of what they've seen about the car industry, where they think it's headed, some tactical things that they can bring to the table and hopefully add value to you, the community. So we hope that it actually plays out. Well, ideally, hopefully, it plays out for you, the community, where you're able to take something from what we give it. But again, my name is Eric Nelson. I've been doing this deal since I'm a finance director of an auto dealership. I've been in the auto industry since 1999.
Before we ride into that, though, let's give them a little bit.
Go ahead.
Let's talk to them about.
You're sitting there, big fan. Give it to them.
Let's just talk about what the objectives are here. Let's make sure that we kind of have that laid out, right? Because we want to hold ourselves accountable to that and to the people that listen to the show.
Okay.
So what's your goal? Like, what do you see? So we talked about you and I. Obviously, we've known each other for a few years. We talked about getting this podcast together.
Yes.
You know, to kind of bring value to the automotive industry from a little bit of a different perspective, right? Which is, you know, talk to people in the automotive and the retail side of the automotive industry. From people that are doing it day in and day out, right? These are people that are, you know, they're taking ups. They're you know, managing a dealership, managing a sales team at a dealership. So what's your take? What's your goal? What do you want to, you know, why are you doing this?
Honestly, because I don't think there's a whole lot of relevant information out there. I mean, you have a lot of sales techniques and everybody's got a different variation on how to do that. I just want to talk about what's happening today. I want to try and keep it real, you know. I want to talk about some relevant strategies that's worked for me. But more importantly, I want to find out from other people, from other entities, what's some realistic, relevant strategies that's worked for them. That's what I'm after. I'm hopefully that gives something back to this community,
yes.
You know.
Industry knowledge and at the same time
industry
try to bring value.
And listen, I'm talking from the FNG that walks in the front door to the guy that's been there for 30 plus years and, you know, doesn't have a whole lot of motivation maybe anymore. I mean, I just want to keep it real, man. That's my objective. How about you, Big Pimp?
Can get used to that nickname, man. it's just where the industry at. I think the automotive industry is in such a prime place for disruption, right?
Yes.
So when you think about it, you know, you hear this term by some of the supposed gurus in the industry now, oh, disruption this, disruption that. But when you really think about it, the industry has not been disrupted, right? Because the people are still buying the cars the same way that they did before. So nothing's changed. Whether the platforms change because they may, you know, with some of these, platforms like Carvana and things like that, they're still, you know, they might get their cars delivered to them and you know, that whole deal. But they still, the way that the business is transacted, the terminology, the thought process that goes into that sales process, it's all still pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And I think that the technologies that we have today are just, it's just in a great place for disruption in a positive way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm just, that's one of the things that excites me about the industry. And, you know, I just love the industry. I just love walking into a dealership and talking to decision makers and just being in that environment. There's just something, I don't know, for me in particular, that's just, I don't know, it's just
so
powerful.
So tell us about your background, or tell us about you.
So I have over 19 years of sales experience, and
gosh, you're old.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm getting there. All of it has been in the automotive industry in some capacity, right? So I started in service, right? In fixed operations. I was a lube tech. Just going to college. I had just moved to Michigan, was looking for a way to make some money. Kind of fell into that position. I was really attracted to the service side of the business. Like being a lube tech, I got to see I always have a hard time saying this word, the camaraderie between the technicians. And, you know, I hear now from a lot of the people I consult with that it's a lot different than it used to be. Mm. But these were guys that were tight. They were, you know, they spent all day together. They were helping each other out. It was just a good vibe, you know, and I wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to my boss at the time and just letting him know, like, hey, listen, I'll do whatever I have to do, but this is kind of the path. Can you kind of help me get there? So we set this year goal. I did everything he told me to do. I did it to a T. I never questioned it. I just did it. And I remember getting close to that year mark and being super excited because I was going to get into this, some sort of an apprenticeship program or something like that. And, you know, he comes in, he just hands me a shirt, like a button down shirt. And he's like, hey, man, you're going to be a service writer. And I was like, what? That's just not what are you talking about? So, you know, I kind of resisted a little bit. And then he was like, hey, listen, just try it. Try it for a month. If you don't like it and you still want to take this path, then we'll work something out. And, you know, within a week of doing it, I fell in love with the whole deal. You know what I mean? It just kind of hit me, you know, early on, like within the first week of doing it, that, you know, the advisor is the person responsible for creating that long-term experience for the customers, you know, because these customers purchased a vehicle and now they're coming in to get their vehicle serviced. And so, I don't know, I just found a lot of power in that. It became something that I took really seriously.
Let's give a shout out to that manager. I'm serious as a heart attack, man. To be able to see you, if he could see you now, you still keep in contact with him?
No, you know, it's funny because I've tried to reach him on social media platforms and things like that, but it's just, yeah.
He wouldn't believe. I mean, look at you. You're pimped out, man. I mean, for where you've come to where you are, because look, you're a gift to any automotive industry. You are a gift. And I'm not here to blow smoke up your ass. I don't know other way to be authentic. I mean, well, we could hold a podcast on leadership. I love the fact that somebody can look at somebody and think, man, I see this guy doing this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at you now. I mean, that's a big deal.
It's funny because I'm a big fan of Zig Ziglar. Big fan. I'm listening to his tapes all the time in my car, and he talks about having these glasses that I only
rose-colored glasses.
Well, he says they're not glasses for your sight, but they'll do something dramatic for your vision, right? And I truly believe that. Like sometimes you don't see, you know, the raw talent that's in there. Right.
Right.
So they talk, one of his things is they talk about how do you mine for gold? You know, you go into a gold mine and you know, you got to remove the dirt, you know, the gold is in there. You just have to move the stuff, you know, that's keeping it from being out on the surface. So, you know,
back to you, bro.
Yeah, there's something on that. I'm sure we'll do an episode on salesmanship in the industry, and we'll be able to talk about
mentorship.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So anyway, so I that's my background, man. I did that for a minute through those relationships at a dealership. I met my next opportunity, which was in the automotive industry, but it was international business, and that was a lot of fun. Really opened up some opportunities for some
international. So what'd you do for them specifically?
So I was in export management. I would take their products. You know, my territory was Latin America. Uh-huh. So I would go in there and sell those products, but it was all in the automotive industry, mainly for, you know, body work and, you know, like collision side of the business. Yeah, a little bit.
Hilarious.
So, yeah, and then from there, I, you know, did some personal stuff. I, you know, had my own business for a little bit, sold that, and then I had the opportunity to, you know, just kind of figure out what I was going to do, what was my next move was going to be. And I kind of fell into marketing, you know, worked for a couple of TV stations and the automotive side of their marketing department. And then I went to work for one of the big companies out there right now, Cox Automotive, under Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book flags, if you will. And I just became a student of the industry at that point.
That's where you blossomed, right?
Yeah. At that point, I really – everything kind of came together for me.
Yeah.
And I had access to all this really valuable information. Because, you know, I mean, Cox Automotive is a huge company.
Huge, yeah.
So, but I just made it my mission to really learn not just – what I was covering or what I represented, but just the whole gamut of companies that are under that umbrella.
Student of the game.
Yeah. Right. I really became a student of the industry,
right,
and on my client's business. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
So yeah. And then, you know, now we're here doing this and just trying to figure out ways to bring more value and talk about the business from the perspective of the people that are really in it day in and day out.
That's some fabulous credibility. My credibility stems from people ask with my haircut and everything, were you ever in the military? I said, no. I was in the Air Force. I was 7 years in the Air Force and got out. And I was actually cooking for a – just really trying to figure out my way, my path. And I worked for a place called – well, it's not necessary to tell who it was, but I was working for this place smelling like grease. I just got tired of smelling like grease, and I used to be an avid reader, and I knew that success would come from being within an industry where I actually had to talk to folks. I always associated that with income, with lots of income. So only because it was completely unnatural, I decided to go into sales. Saw an advertisement in the paper when we still had papers, I should say. And there was an advertisement in the paper for a truck salesman at a place called Anchorage Chrysler Dodge. So I was in Anchorage at the time and walked in and interviewed with a gentleman. And he was only looking for, at the time, he said, well, he says, tell me about your selling experience. I said, well, I have none. He said, well, that's just not going to work because we only hire experienced salespeople here. I said, well, okay. Even if I do for free, he said, yeah, it doesn't make any difference. We need experienced salespeople. So, perfect. I said, can you at least recommend me somebody? And he says, yeah, why don't you go over to the Chrysler side? Well, at Anchorage Chrysler Dodge, how that was set up, there was a Dodge side where all the trucks were, and there was a Chrysler side where all the cars were. And in between the two buildings, so picture in your mind, two separate buildings, they had vehicles, you know, the trucks, the inventory. And so he said, if you go over to the Chrysler store over here, Chrysler side, and ask for a particular gentleman, you can, I don't know if he's looking or not, but he might be. And I said, well, listen, all I can do is thank you. I appreciate you so much. So I walked across the lot to the other place and walked into the sales tower at the time, which I remember being very disruptive. But I walked to the sales tower and I asked for this gentleman by name, and one guy raised his hand. I said, well, do me a favor and follow me. So we walked out. We walked up.
Follow me. You're about to give me a job and you don't even know it.
It's amazing how the decision was already made, right? So I walked out and sat down with this guy. And he says, well, what makes you think you can sell vehicles? I said, well, because that son of a bitch over there, I said, he just told me I couldn't do it and didn't want to give me a chance. I just want to show me to prove him wrong. He says, you're hired. Be here Monday. Perfect. So I walked back over to the Dodge store and I said, hey, listen, thank you so much, Mr. Such and Such. And just wanted to prove you that you made a big effing mistake. And I'm going to prove you wrong for ever letting me go. So.
So isn't that, I mean, not to interject, but I just did. isn't that sometimes the fire, right, that gets you going? Well, like, if you would have walked in there and that guy would have been like, okay, you're hired.
Right.
Would that?
Maybe I just would have tried it.
Yeah, maybe you just would have done it for like 2 weeks or a month and be out.
It solidified a decision for sure.
Yeah.
But it also gave me a tremendous chip on my shoulder, which is just
gave you some of that
fantastic
that fire in your belly.
Oh, bro, I was on fire.
Yeah.
Now, it's not to say that I turned out to be anything of the best, but I certainly won a couple sales awards and won a trip down to Seattle at the time. I'm a Seahawks fan, so that was a big plus.
Why you got to say that, man?
I'm sorry. Just keeping it real. And ended up moving down to the lower 48 after a year at the Anchorage Chrysler Dodge selling cars. We moved down to Colorado Springs, Colorado. And I worked at a place called Perkins Dodge down there for a short stint. And then a gentleman that I really enjoyed, another salesman on the floor, he got a job offer at Colorado Springs Jeep. And naturally, I just wanted to – he could sell cars, and we teamed up pretty well. So I ended up going over to Colorado Springs Jeep with him. And after a short time there, probably 4 months, 5 months, there was a gentleman that was hired out of Vegas. This will be your neck of the woods, Vegas.
Go Vegas.
And he was a finance director, run some big car dealership out in Vegas. Anyways, he came in. We hired him in to be the director for the store. And this guy was a genius, and I recognized that right away. This is somebody I can learn from right now. So immediately, I started volunteering on my days off to go hang out in the finance department. And he'd always ask me, what are you doing here? I said, well, just put me to work. Let me do something.
Does that kind of stuff even happen anymore? Do you even?
Okay, so
you
listen, that's a great point. Not everybody has the same kind of tenacity. Yeah. Not everybody has the same kind of mindset. I've never seen obstacles. Does that make sense? I just never have seen anything as an ending. I'm always looking to get over that somehow.
Well, I know this is a way of a general statement, but, you know, I consult with a lot of dealerships. I cover 6 states now, and, you know, I talk to a lot of these decision makers, and the one thing that they always talk about is the salespeople, like the pool of potential salespeople out there that come in looking for jobs. It's like, you know, and obviously this is a much longer topic. I'm sure we'll cover it in depth, but, you know, I guess the people that are taking over, right, that are taking over in the sense that are in this day and age that are going to be, you know, kind of the new wave of salespeople.
Yeah.
Do you think that they have that sort of, you know, determination, like you said, that drive to really like see that opportunity and really, you know, put the work that's required to?
I absolutely do. I've found the best. Some of the best hiring techniques is to find people that aren't necessarily familiar with the job, but are...
No experience, basically.
I'm looking for no experience, but maybe in the perfect scenario, somebody has a background in like a call center or...
Some sort of customer service interaction.
And I found a gem and a gal that was a manager of a rental center. She's just a home run. I mean, somebody that's not afraid to talk to folks. That's the biggest hurdle, right?
I agree with that, sure.
But I'm looking for somebody that's a little bit greedy, too. I don't think that's a bad thing, you know? I want somebody that wants something really bad.
You know, that's the biggest – I don't know if dichotomy is the right word, but that's the biggest – one of the biggest issues when you're in sales. Like, you know, you obviously – listen, nobody's in here to not do well, right? If you're in sales, you're obviously, you know, you got to sell to make money, right? Yeah. That's a given. But I always, you know, I often feel like people, when they talk about that, like they feel like you just mentioned it right now. You're like, well, you know, you got to have ambition, or, you know, like you shouldn't feel like that's a bad thing. That's a great thing.
It really is.
Like you got to be out there. You got to be ready to. You know, and it's not like you're doing anything bad to people, right?
You have to want so much so that you're not willing to settle.
Yeah,
that's really what it is.
And you got to bring it, right? You got to bring that passion. You got to You know, because some, you know, you got to make sure that you're not, that you don't have that mindset of, oh, this, you know, I don't want to be greedy, or I don't. Yeah, you want to be greedy, and yeah, you want to, you know, you want to do it right, and you want to do what's right for your prospects or your customers, but you also want to have that sense, because that's the fire that's going to push you to, yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean, to kind of move forward and get the job done.
Yeah. I mean, and we can obviously.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're like way off topic right now, but
I could talk about this forever. But I guess my point being is this, is that, you know, I sold cars on the floor for almost 2 years, year and a half, something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I got into finance, and I bloomed in finance, and I've seen a lot of things change. Used to fax things out to the banks and whatnot, you know, but everything's done online. So there's been a lot of changes in the industry. And this is the whole relevance of the podcast, I think, is because with our history and maybe some of the calluses we have on us, we can kind of like look at the future and judge a product or judge where the industry's going hopefully give some relevance to the market that's listening. So,
yeah, I mean, listen, obviously the expectation here is to bring value. We want to make sure, like we mentioned earlier, that we're talking about the things that, you know, we feel are impacting us, because if it's impacting us, it's probably impacting somebody else out there. We can all talk about some of the ways that we're overcoming those situations. We can talk about the successes, but you know, we don't have a crystal ball here. This is purely conversational. And like I said, we're going to have people that are doing it day in and day out. That's the whole perspective here, is to bring people that are doing it and what they're running into. And hopefully some of the listeners are running into the same thing, and we can come up with some solutions or suggestions.
And we're asking for feedback. We crave the feedback. We are looking for input for sure, but we're looking for all kinds of suggestions. Although we might not use it, it doesn't mean it's not relevant. Our intention is to invite in a whole bunch of guests, anywhere from marketing to sales and everybody in between, to give some perspective and hopefully help you, the community, for real world applications, not some pumped up systematic process that might not be best for you, but just real world applications, things that we found successful, things right. that have helped others. And that's kind of what that's what's got me pretty excited and fired up about this whole podcast idea.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited. You know, obviously.
So we're gonna leave our information, our contact information.
Yeah, so we'll put our contact information in the show notes. Both Eric and myself are pretty active on LinkedIn. Do you do Instagram? I do Instagram. I don't know.
I do Instagram also.
Yeah, so we'll put our LinkedIn, Instagram information on there. Make sure to check that out. Obviously, we're creating content on those platforms as well. So, you know. Maybe there's some takeaways on those platforms. And then again, like we said, I mean, the goal here is to just bring value as much as we yes. can, talk about the industry and figure out ways how all of us can win, right? Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
I think that's a good place to end. I hope that we at least caught your attention. And
if not, keep listening, man. We'll get better.
That's right. That's right. I hope that we've at least sparked your interest. And if that's happened, then congratulations. Welcome aboard.
Hey, quick side note here. Just to let you know, like, this is real. Like, we're doing it at a dealership. You know, we're in a finance office right now. We're in the box. People are going to be coming in and out during our episodes sometimes. You know, deals are going to be happening. So, you know, just, you know,
bear with us
on that. So, all right, folks. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace out.
Peace.